In her book, Fairyland, writer Alicia Abbott details a nomadic life of adventure with her father in a community of gay men looking for liberation. The pair moved frequently amidst a cast of revolving roommates and very little structure. Abbott says she was the only child among adults and the only girl among men.
I definitely struggled with feeling different. It wasn't just that I had a gay father, it was also the fact that I had no mother, no siblings. And I went to a private school supported by my grandparents when at home we didn't have very much money. And so I think I always felt a little different, and that was hard for me. But it was also a time where I felt very loved.
Eventually, just as Abbott was finding her own independence through academics, her father, like so many of his friends, succumbed to AIDS. At the time, she was his primary caregiver.
It was hard for me to accept, because I didn't want to lose him, and I also didn't want to leave my life. I also didn't want to have someone else take my place. Like, I think I wanted, in some ways, that experience to feel close with him.
These days, Abbott lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's what she calls a very mainstream life. A husband, a house, two cars, two kids. But her childhood gave her a lifelong connection with civil rights issues.
There's not been a lot said from the perspective of children of gay parents, especially who grew up in the 70s and 80s. I really wanted my book to be a window into my relationship with my father, but also in the context of the times that we lived through. I would like, as we're moving into a time where there's more discussion of civil rights for gay men and women, that we look at that history and consider how far we've come and how far we have to go.
Abbott has a talk planned for Sunday at Roanoke's Metropolitan Community Church. Later Sunday evening, she'll have a reading at Kirk Avenue Music Hall in downtown Roanoke as part of the Hollins Writing Series. I'm Connie Stevens.